Okay. Now we could start. Okay, good.
Thank you.
Okay, back to the Melacha Baina of doing construction on Shabbos. So we're learning there's buildings, any type of construction in a building is biblically forbidden, unless if it's temporary. But even in Kalim, if the vessel is bigger than 24 cubic feet, means one amma by one amma by three ammas, which is 2 feet by 2 feet by 6 feet, so then also has a din of baina. Therefore, we learned like this. What happens if on a large bookcase, a door falls off or the shelves fall off? So putting the pegs back into a big bookcase, because it has a din as if it's the building, because it's big, so then you wouldn't be allowed to put the pegs back into the building. Huh?
So it has to be
anchored. No, no. If it's anchored, it's even worse. Then even if it's a small one, you're not allowed to. If it's anchored to the building, it has a din of the building. Then even if it's small, you can't do it.
What if it's a Kodesh and you want desecration?
So you put them on the table. You can't fix the shelf, because fixing the shelf is... Now, the same thing, if you have a leg falls off a table or a chair, you can't put it back into the socket on Shabbos, because again, it's even though it's loose, it's not permanent, it's still, you're not allowed to do it.
What about you doing the table?
It's rabbinic. What? You don't have a table.
What if it's dangerous?
If it's dangerous, then you move it away, but you can't fix it. Danger doesn't allow a person to mechallel Shabbos. Danger takes away, like with a muktzah, you can take it away, you can move it away, but you can't fix it on Shabbos just because they take the table away, move it somewhere else.
What? If a painting fell, to put it back on the hook?
A painting, we learned, because it's temporary, yes, it's made to put on. The painting fell off, you can't put on the hook on Shabbos.
Yeah.
But if a painting fell off, you could put it back on. What?
No, I thought we learned yesterday that if it's something temporary, like it's not really screwed in.
It's rabbinically forbidden.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
So even if it's very loose, the pegs.
It's still...
You're not allowed to put it back.
If it's on a small bookcase, you could, because there's no construction by a small bookcase.
Right.
No, but by tables and chairs, there is a concept of construction. Not only that, you have to listen to this one. You know, they put at the bottom of the chairs those rubber or plastic... you're not allowed to put those on Shabbos. Because you're building in the chair. You're adding something to the chair. So it's rabbinically forbidden. It's not permanent. It's not connected to the wall. But it's still rabbinically forbidden to do all that on Shabbos.
What if your in-laws tells you to do that?
Your mother-in-law or your in-laws?
Yeah. Your in-laws, one of them tells you to do it.
No, so what do you do?
And he says, no, I think...
So what do you suggest to do?
Especially if they say, listen... On me, if there is anything on me.
Okay. First of all, fix your mask. That's number one. Secondly, I'll tell you what a simple analogy to your question. If your in-laws say to you, drink that poison, and it's on me. That's exactly this case.
Really?
Your in-laws are telling you to commit a sin. I'm thinking if it's forbidden, yeah? They're telling you to commit a sin, which is spiritual poison, and then they come along and say, yeah, I'll die. I told you, I was once in somebody's house many years ago. Somebody from the shul, I mean, they don't have any anymore, they moved out. But they had a lemonade on the table with not such a good hechsher. And I said to them, you know, you really shouldn't use this. I was close to them, I said, you really shouldn't use this lemonade. It's not that reliable hechsher. So the guy said to me, I don't care. The rabbi who says it's good is going to burn, not me. Because he says it's good. So I said to him, if the rabbi tells you it's poison, it's not poison, health food, and you're going to drink it, who's going to die? You or the rabbi? I mean, come on. So the same thing, by the way, this is a very important, the question you brought up is very important. What happens if relatives tell you to do something and you don't want to start a fight, you don't want to do anything? Just keep in mind one thing. If they would ask you to jump off a bridge, they would ask you to drink poison, would you do it? It might cause a fight, but you still can't spiritually do a poisonous act, i.e. something which is forbidden to do. Doesn't matter if it's Shabbos or the weekday or so on. It's still forbidden because you might come to tighten it. You might put it in properly. So even if you put it in loosely, there's a gzeira, you might put it in tightly, and that's forbidden. What?
What if the chairs already have pegs, but you're just making it quieter with the other pegs?
What do you mean?
Like this yellow pegs on these chairs.
No. You can't put any pegs. Any pegs, first of all, you're leaving there permanently.
By the way, my response was you're maxed out.
You maxed out. Oh, yeah, you maxed out. What?
I think before you mentioned that these tables, that
folding tables you could fold and lower.
Okay. Can you just explain why it's okay?
Because this is made to fold and unfold. Like a stender, like this. I'll give you an example. They give it this example, tuck over your stender. You can lower it, you can higher it. So it's not a problem on Shabbos. Why isn't it a problem on Shabbos? Because it's made to lower it to higher. Like we said, You use a zipper, that doesn't mean you're sewing your pants or your dress or your blouse because you use the zipper. Because if you think about it, a zipper is real sewing. Your mom is connecting two pieces together in a firm way. Why is it allowed? Because it's not sewing. It's made to go up and down. A table is made to fold and unfold. The same, but I'll give you an example. 1 second. Let's say you have children's cribs. So you can have the big permanent crib, so to speak, yeah? And you can sometimes lower the crib or higher the crib, depending the size of the baby, right? But over there, you can't do that on Shabbos. Why? Because the cribs are not made to keep going up and down. It's made to keep it a certain level, and the pegs are in there securely. So therefore, on Shabbos, let's say, Your crib is low. And then you have a guest coming on Shabbos and they need the floor, the mattress picked up. Right? So you can't do it because it's not made to pick up and down on a regular basis. A porta crib you can put open and close. You can strollers, pack and play, all that. But for instance, what happens if a wheel falls off from a stroller? Wheel falls off, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. The reason why most opinions, and don't tell me that's some Sephardic opinion, I know that, but the reason why most opinions say you can't ride a bicycle on Shabbos, even if there's an Erev, most poskim hold you can't ride a bike on Shabbos, besides the fact it's a weekday thing to do, but in addition to that, it says air might come out of the tires and you're going to blow up the air, a chain might fall off and you might fix it. So these are all the same concept as you're not allowed to ride a horse in Shabbos, the Mishnah says. Why can't you ride a horse in Shabbos? Because you might rip off a branch from a tree to use as a whip. And then you're doing the malach of kaitzer. You're harvesting some from something connected to the ground. So therefore, the same thing, they're right. Certain things you can't do. If you have a wheel that falls off, you can't put it back because it's mamish. Besides the fact of fixing, you're actually doing baina. You're doing, on the keli, you're doing construction. What?
Of course, it's mixed anyway.
So don't pick it up and don't move it.
How about you? Not the right horse to do it, everybody, but it's mixed anyway. Right?
Again, what does mixed mean?
It's your own
animal. It is. Do me a favor. Huh? What is the din of mixed? Are you allowed to touch muksa?
As long as you don't move it.
And if you move it the not normal way of moving?
Then you could.
Okay. Now, how in the world are you picking up the horse and moving it? Yes, you cannot pick up a horse and move it on Shabbos. Because it's muksa. But sitting on a horse and having the horse go is not muksa. Okay. One second. What's the malacha? What's a malacha?
You can't ride on a horse.
Why can't you ride on a horse on Shabbos? Okay, so it's rabbinic zeda.
Right.
Why can't you swim on Shabbos in a river? Because you might build a raft.
What about the man you know shorcha
the Is that what malacha is doing? It's plowing?
No, it's carrying you. It's made to ride.
So what? Can I give you I wouldn't do it, trust me. Can you give your kid a piggy ride on the back?
Yeah.
Why aren't you working?
Well,
well, what's the difference?
That's plain.
No, it's not a malacha to carry somebody on your back. To ride an ant, you can't. If you own a dog, you can't pick it up on Shabbos. If you own a cat, you can't pick it up on Shabbos. You can touch it, you can pet it, you can't pick it up. So don't pick up the horse on Shabbos.
Can you go to a sauna?
What?
Sauna.
Steam water.
I didn't hear what you said.
Can you go to a steam room?
On Shabbos? No. You're not allowed to do anything on Shabbos that will cause you to sweat.
Okay. Oh.
Except running to a mitzvah. Then you can run to Shona Hadday. But that's going to the mitzvah.
I'm going back to the mattress.
What?
Going back to the crib.
No.
The mattress is meant to be moved up and down. You know, if it's too high.
On a permanent crib. Not a permanent, that's connected. No. On a porta crib it is. On a regular crib, okay, that's a permanent, you know, the big cribs. For the duration of the kid's earlier years, it's higher. And a few 2 years later, you move it down. But you don't move it daily up and down. A pack and play is made daily. You put it up, you take it down, you put it away, you need the room, whatever. That's what it's made for.
We learned before that if we need dishes from there for Shabbat, and there are no other dishes, we can wash those dishes.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Yes. We also learned that...
Well, I mean, because why can't you wash dishes on Shabbos?
No.
Can you wash dishes on Shabbos with cold water and liquid soap?
Yes. If you need the dishes
on Shabbos. Why can't you wash Shabbos afternoon the dishes that you're not going to be using until Sunday?
Because
you're preparing from Shabbos to the weekday. What does that involve? What malacha is that? It's a rabbinic decree that Shabbos you need to rest, and therefore you can't do things on Shabbos that are not needed for Shabbos.
Right, right. But if we need it for Shabbat, we can wash it.
Yeah, with cold water and liquid soap.
With cold water.
Not hot water.
What is the difference between that and a table that the leg fell off and I need the table?
When you wash dishes, you fix them or you're cleaning them?
I need the dishes.
That's not about the dishes. I need the dishes. I need to drive to shul. I need to go to shul. Therefore, I need to hear the news so I can turn. You're not fixing the dishes. You are
washing,
cleaning the dishes. When you put the foot back into the table, you are fixing the table.
I'm fixing a dirty dish.
That's what we learned yesterday. The whole machlekes, the whole argument about using a plunger on Shabbos. The question is, are you fixing it or you're just unstuffing it?
The dishes, dirty dishes that make your wife crazy and it smells and it's the scenery, it ruins your mood, you could wash on Shabbos. You mentioned that.
No. What you could do is put it in the dishwasher and get it out of sight.
You open the dishwasher, the light will turn on in my home.
Oh, so turn off the light.
Can you put it in there?
So that it depends. A lot of times you can put it into a plastic bag and put it away.
How about just put it in there? The thing that you fill it with water and just put it in there. In the water.
If you're putting it in the water, if you're putting it in the water, that the dishes shouldn't smell up the house, you're allowed to. This is between you and God. If you're putting it in the water, that when Saturday night comes, they're soaked already. So all you have to do is chick-chack, clean it, and you don't have to work hard to clean it. Then you're preparing for after Shabbos. Lemarshal. If somebody wants to get the stuff, the dishes out of the way, they're allowed to put it into the dishwasher on Shabbos if the light doesn't go on, yeah? But you can't organize it in the dishwasher. You could just dump it in the dishwasher. Once you start organizing it, you know, in the proper way, then you're preparing for after Shabbos. That's not allowed. Machet shinus mei shme mei 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 kim shvila gal teira Bukhanani kashe mei dat Rit bochus dat sovi gheb alham tam mishin amadina chavitz man tzitka yagdu teira viyadis